game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire!
It is possible!
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is March 10th. I don't have the date in front of me like normal. My whole world's messed up because I'm in Florida right now. Slim.
You're so much louder than I thought you'd be.
I know. This is how loud I normally talk for the podcast. I shout it out. You know, this is why I turned.
I feel like I have to force it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing your, like, normal voice.
Yeah.
My podcast voice does get a little higher. I don't know. I just used to. Used to talk
super
in my
awkward.
I know, we're doing a podcast in person, before.
It's like a first date.
It is. I'll pick up the check. Don't you worry.
Appreciate that.
So we're here in Florida, we're doing some spring training games. We played a little basketball yesterday, played some golf today. It's a sports adventure. I gotta say, Slim's golf game is pretty phenomenal. Oh my god! Is it?
All right.
Oh, he's driving the ball. How far are you driving some of the long ones? Like
230.
It's on straight every time. Swing's great. He was showing me some tips. I hit a couple decent balls.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Must feel good getting results immediately.
It was, yeah. Were you impressed with
that? Oh, yeah. That happened much quicker than I thought.
Yeah. Sure. I think I airballed the first two or three balls, then barely hit the next couple. And then at one point I hit a drive, like 180, 200. Maybe not quite 200.
Yeah, and then you tried to take a club that was sized for someone my height. Didn't
work. Yeah, I went to the 4-iron. I started with the 9-iron. I was swinging 4 inches off the ball.
It was legitimate.
It's
2 inches
above
the ball.
Give Shaquille O'Neal a toothpick and tell him to hit a golf ball. That's what it looks like. But that was fun. Man, you should have seen Slim Corver over here when we were playing some horse.
Yeah,
you had a little stretch there where you hit about 15 straight jumpers.
Yeah, it felt good.
Yeah.
Couldn't see what we were shooting at.
Yeah, it was outdoors and dark and not a ton of light, but...
Yeah, hey. Just gotta trust it.
Yeah, it was pretty... about as empty out there as a Brooklyn Nets stadium.
Ooh. All right.
At least they have power some of the time.
They don't have slick floors.
That's true. That is. That's a step above that Damian Lillard would prefer. I think he'd prefer to play in the dark than on the slippery floor.
Prefer to play anywhere besides Brooklyn.
I know. So on today's show, we're going to catch you up on everything that's gone down over the past week. Sorry we only did one show this week, but I'm on a traveling adventure. We'll be back to two again. Probably two again next week. Yeah, we'll figure it out. What are we going to talk about? A milestone for Dirk. A new Thragnoff to consider. A couple big man injuries. All the good stuff. We're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. And then wrap up at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to add Tyler Ulis? Are you ready for Ulis?
Has he gotten 30 minutes yet? Does that happen?
No. I mean, maybe one time.
Yeah, so what are we looking at? 20 to 23? That's kind of, this is, you're talking what, McConnell?
There's such like a...
8 and 8 in 20-something minutes?
Yeah, there's such a like, there's like 10 fringy point guards right now. Ulis, McConnell, Kojo, Beverly's well above that. Brogdon... who we'll talk about later on the show.
I think it's possible they can find enough minutes for him.
But what they're going to have to bench... They're not going to bench Bledsoe anytime soon.
Well, you can have a three-guard lineup.
They could do a Ulis, Bledsoe, Booker?
No, I still keep Warren in there. Keep Jones in the small forward. But a three-guard lineup, there's enough minutes to get close to 30.
Man,
who's stealing it right now? Somebody's stealing some guard minutes.
Brandon Knight's not playing, that's for sure.
That's not one of them.
What other guards are playing? Has Barbosa been playing a little bit?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he is. I know. Put Barbosa out there for a couple minutes.
Yeah, we're ready for that to go away.
Yeah. Well, Ulis had that big game against Boston, hit the game winner. Oh, did you see the game winner? in that.
Yeah.
How dumb! Like that's like complete role reversal. You could so see the Suns throwing in that ball like a bunch of idiots and Isaiah hitting that shot.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it went the other way.
Chris was just standing there like, oh, there's a ball.
I know. So Ulis went 22-5 in that game. But then next one, only 7 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists against Washington. In the game where they scored 127 points, I got 22 minutes that game. I think that's kind of what you're going to get, mid-20s. I don't think 8-8 even. 8-6, if that.
8-6? I mean, that's 20 minutes. So if you think you can get 30, then it's not a terrible gamble.
If you have a bye in your playoffs, maybe they start easing off Bledsoe a little bit.
There's no reason to play him all these minutes. Although he's basically shown he's healthy. I don't think there's really concern for Bledsoe falling off and losing a knee or something.
It's one of his knees falls off.
He's just going to forget it.
He just left it. Speaking of leaving things, so I hung out with Gray for the baseball podcast. He just forgot to pack deodorant.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't know.
I heard he doesn't have a chair in his house.
Yeah. Yeah. So that he has a standing desk. All of Razzball Baseball is run by Little Gray on his standing desk.
Never sitting down.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. I don't know why.
Well, he said that he used to have, like, back and neck issues. He's a writer, so he's always sitting down. And he said as soon as he got the standing desk, that all went away. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm too lazy for it. My joints hurt if I stand up for about 30 straight minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, shoulders start to sag.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that twinge in your neck. Oh, yeah, yesterday Slim looks at me and he goes, "Man, does anyone have neck issues when they talk to you for a long time?"
There's this angle. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, it's like stargazing, you know? He's looking up there. Oh, speaking of some stars, how about Elfrid Payton? Putting triple doubles on the Shelfrid every single game. 22 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists. Man, almost had one of those 15-15-15 games against the Bulls. Had only 2 turnovers, but also 2 steals and 2 blocks. Previous game, 16-11-10. That was against the Poppycockers. They beat Chicago. They didn't beat the Poppycockers, but I don't know. Four past games for him have been really good. They're 3-1 in those games. The only thing that I think is interesting with these games is Vucci Man has been out the past 3. You think that's impacting Elfrid at all?
Yeah, it's probably giving him an extra shot or two, but he's shooting at such a high percent. The other thing is these past couple games are the first time he's had starter minutes in who knows how long.
Yeah, looking at the minutes, last 4 on this hot streak, 36, 35, 30, 27. The previous 4 before that, 21, 28, 22, and 30. So a pretty big disparity there, especially the last couple.
Maybe C.J. Watson got in the game, Augustine got in the game, but both of them got 12 minutes, so who cares? Maybe this continues, I hope. I got him in a league, I need him.
If they bring... If he still finishes with turbulence, and they keep Vucevic and they keep most of this core, like, where can we take Elfrid next year? 70s, 80s? Is that too late?
I mean, so much got better. But it's just not...
It's so inconsistent. It's so... The residue of Skiles. That's what I put a daily notes. It's still all... He's got some of it in his hair, you know?
Free throw percent jumped 10%. Field goal percent jumped 3%. This went down. Interesting.
That is interesting. Well, a lot but more.
He's 48. Still, what, 24-ish?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you get that deep acting shampoo, and even for Elfrid, you go real deep in there. It doesn't get the Skiles residue out.
You need the bounce. You gotta have the bounce.
So as I mentioned, Vucevic is hurt. He's got a sore Achilles. You streaming or owning Bismack Biyombo anywhere?
He should be streamed at least.
Yeah, he's a double-double threat most games.
He could cost you some free throws.
Yeah, he had a 4-for-8 free throw in their last, maybe it was 2 games ago. I don't think he took a free throw his last game, did he?
No. But yeah. 35 minutes of 6-and-6 with a block isn't all too impressive.
Yeah, it's not going to cut it. Man, only the 2 blocks in the last 4 games. 2 blocks and 3 starts
well,
in
how
high
long
minutes.
Is Vucevic going to be out for?
He's got a sore Achilles. I don't know if he has a strict timeline, but it's Vucevic. I mean, he could easily get shut down the rest of the season. We see this with him all the time.
I guess. Magic aren't playing for nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The Achilles is so tricky, because remember Avery Bradley? He had it. Oh, we'll rest him a few games. I'll rest him a couple more. Next thing you know, he's out for like 2 months.
Yeah, I guess. There's not 2 months left.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you need to win now, I guess Vucevic kind of has to go.
Really?
If you need to win now, I mean,
yeah.
What's now? Now is final week, final regular season week of the year.
That's true. I mean, it's starting to get, that might be something I'd have to do in the one RCL where I'm really close, the JB versus Slim League.
Yeah, fortunately, I got a whole team of healthy guys, so I got.
I don't think I'm so healthy anymore. This league's been really rough.
Brooke Lopez, I'm sure that's been fun.
He had that 1 8-block game that won me a cat 1 week.
Wow, look at all those games without a DN. Oh, wait.
Doesn't show it in that view.
Sprained right ankle. Will not play. Out Friday. All right. That's not helpful.
I can't really drop Brooke Lopez, can I?
No, but you gotta stream somebody.
Yeah, I gotta start streaming. I don't think I made like one stream so far. I'll stream heavy over the weekend and cross my fingers. It's tough to stream when I'm on vacation, Slim.
Yeah, especially with the time zone.
I know! I'm over here in LA a couple days ago, and it's like 3 o'clock. It must have been almost 4 o'clock. And I'm like, oh shit, wait a minute, I gotta settle my lineups.
Yeah, I know. He told me you're a morning person, but not awake till like 10.
Oh, that's okay. Coming back from LA, I'm like 4 hours of sleep after flying the whole day. I was a little sleepy, Slim, okay?
Okay. Maybe the 10 o'clock basketball didn't help. Maybe.
10 o'clock basketball was pretty fun after a couple adult beverages. If you wanted to see tickets to our 10 o'clock basketball game, Slim. Do you know where you'd get them?
There's only one place.
And it's not SeatGeek. I don't know. I don't think SeatGeek's allowed to carry tickets for that game. But just kidding. If you want to go and see the actual professional sporting events you want to see around the country, spring training's happening now. Legit bought some spring training tickets on SeatGeek. I did not buy spring training tickets on SeatGeek to the Cubs game because the cheapest game was $70. But at least I knew SeatGeek was showing me the cheapest available ticket. I looked at, like, Ticketmaster, too, and they were like, $100 was the cheapest. So SeatGeek's going to show you the best deal, even if there's no deal to be had for the stupid Cubs and spring training. Oh, that was the worst. But I've got the SeatGeek app. It's a ton of easy on my phone. They show a venue map right there for you. You get to see what tickets you're going to buy. They show them by grade. It's super easy to use. If you haven't tried it yet, download the app now and give it a shot. And best of all, for using it the first time, you're going to get $23 just for trying it out. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, enter settings tab, or go to the settings tab and enter the promo code RAZMBA, RAZZMBA. Do this right after downloading the app, and then when you finally have a game you want to go to, buy some tickets, and after you bought the tickets, SeatGeek's going to send you $20. Super easy to use, $23. Download the SeatGeek app and put in promo code RAZMBA today. All right, so what do you make of Justin Anderson? I remember after the trade deadline, you seemed to like him. He's had a couple okay games. Any sort of, do you own him in any 12ers?
No, I had to let him go. Those first couple games weren't fun.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. He had that like 19-point game the other day.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. He got minutes against Detroit and had a dud. Only got 23 and 24 and had a good game. So, okay.
Yeah, 2 out of the last 3 games, 19 points.
Might have been the New York effect.
Yeah, against Detroit. They got blown out by 30, which is weird because he got more minutes in that game. You'd think he'd do good in some jump time. But, 19 points against the Poppy Cockers a couple games ago, 19 against the Bucks. Last time out, of 9 of 16 shooting. Wow, 9 of 16 shooting, but 0 of 6 from deep. Know your range, Justin Anderson.
He's a good three-point shooter.
Is he really?
Yeah, he'll be solid.
Yeah, his best last year was 30.3%. Not in a ton of attempts. 122 attempts.
Yeah, it's tough when you're not getting reasonable attempts. I mean, he's 3-for-6 in that other big game.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can do it. Do you think he's got a role on that team next year? If he's still there? I don't know his contract.
Let's see. I mean, I think he's still there. It's tough. He'll have to be a guard.
I mean, yeah.
Simmons is going to destroy.
Can't play behind Simmons. And then Saric might switch to some small forward as well.
I think he's locked in at power forward.
Okay.
I mean, they got rid of somebody.
Yeah, got rid of Noel.
Oh, Ilyasova.
And Ilyasova. Well, we knew the turkey wasn't going to stay there.
Yeah, there's a spot for him. There's a better chance he plays than he's there and playing next year than, let's say, Stauskas.
Yeah, you don't think the sauce going to stay?
I mean, I saw the gif he'd made. I mean, that was...
That was a decent... He shook a couple people. Could be worse.
No, it was impressive. For a white boy.
It's an inconsistent sauce. You gotta whisk it every now and then. But it's not very... It doesn't have great consistency.
No, or much really across the board.
It's true, I know. It's pretty much scoring only. Even his threes aren't great, but not a big stout, this guy. Malcolm Brogdon. And mainly Jason Kidd. Being annoying. 21 minutes only for Brogdon his last game. 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. I mean, they won by... Yeah, this was kind of a blowout. They won by...
I think you're leaving out the New York game last night.
Oh, am I really?
2 nights ago.
I was looking at the... didn't they play the Sixers the day after?
No, they got Sixers on the 6th and New York on the 8th.
Oh,
but it was even worse. 22 minutes of 4-1-3-1.
Ugh. Yeah, so, and even more annoying than that was the fact that Jason Terry played 30 minutes on the bench.
It's okay, whatever.
I know.
It happens, I guess.
And he played them all at the 2, because Brogdon and Dellavedova split minutes at the 1.
I can't believe they did that in a win, but usually they bring in Terry when they're down by 10, need a couple of threes.
True.
And pray.
So what are we doing here?
I'm not owning either one of them.
Ulyss or Brogdon, rest
or
of the season.
Terry.
Or Terry. But Terry was not in the mix, even though he did lead the minutes.
yeah, it's not Dellavedova. So we can take him out. Man, really? I guess Brogdon. But it's...
It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's a nice stretch he was on. Ugh,
minutes are
know.
So bad.
Ulyss ain't hitting his threes. Yeah, I'd probably stick with Brogdon.
What about Cameron Payne in the mix with those guys?
Has he gotten the big minutes yet? I know he had a good 20-something.
He had one game where he shot a bunch of shots.
He's back down to 17 of 4-1 and nothing.
Oh, I didn't realize his minutes went down that low last night, or two nights ago.
It's over.
I still have him on a league or two. Had that 14-shot game in 23 minutes, hit 4 threes, 14-3-3.
Yeah, it's a team playing to win, so there's no reason to bring in somebody and immediately throw him into the fire.
Well, they're not really playing to win that much because they gave Mirotić a DNP coach's decision to play 30 minutes of Joffrey. How do you pronounce that? Joffrey Lavaudier. We got to do it in unison. Someone told us, I can't remember the comments or now, please comment again how to properly say it. And it is not even close to that.
yes, but it's definitely not Italian.
It's, it's not French either.
No.
Or at least not how we're Frenching it.
What is that, an adjective? Is that an adverb? I don't even know.
Usually when you say Frenching it, it means something else.
let me bring up Urban Dictionary.
But yeah, the Bulls making some weird decisions. I mean, you got to cut Mirotić in most leagues, right? I mean, but or could he get 28 minutes the next game? Who knows?
No, healthy DNP. There's no way.
Yeah, it's so frustrating because out of the trade of McDermott and Taj, he got big minutes, looked pretty good.
Yeah, but it fell apart quick.
I mean, he was still playing okay. He wasn't doing, like, dumb stuff. He just stopped getting minutes.
Shot wasn't really falling. They were losing.
Yeah, well, they lost. They just lost at Orlando.
Say that. Once they started not playing with 30 minutes, they started losing.
Yeah, exactly.
But Zipser's back.
And Zipser played, like, 12 minutes in the starting lineup. I like Zipser.
He's a Thragnov.
Yeah, Zipser does. I mean, Mirotić can at least...
Wow, he had 31 minutes against Detroit. And did nothing with it.
Yeah, he's just out there to... He can't even really grab rebounds. It's perimeter defense.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I guess Mirotić can't really bring, so there's that. I mean, LaVonnier's not going to play good defense on anyone either, though.
Laverne?
Yeah. Shirley and Laverne? Isn't that a show or something?
I don't know. I mean, it's not Portis.
Yeah, the Portis thing, that's not working either.
I guess they're just going to rotate.
God, that's annoying for fantasy at this stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, there's none of there. I mean, Portis is just...
Yeah, I dropped Portis in a couple leagues. He just doesn't do enough. But...
I picked him up when he got to 31 minutes of 17 and 13, and hoping that the minutes would stay, but not so much.
They didn't, yeah. Another point guard for kind of that mix, which we kind of went on a Bulls tangent against. Where do you rank Jeremy Lin with the Ulis, Kojo, Brogdon, that kind of range?
I guess he's above him, assuming, you know, the minutes are going to continue to climb.
They have been going up. I honestly...
You know that DNP rest is coming any day now.
That's true. Last game against Atlanta, they actually... they beat Atlanta?
No, they lost.
They lost by 5. The score's on the mobile version I'm looking at already. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal, 3 threes, all in only 25 minutes. I mean, if there's a team where you're only going to get 25 minutes, I mean, it might as well be the Mets because it's going to be all junk, all fast-paced.
Yeah, what's that stat? Per 100 possessions, something
like
that?
Yeah. They're sure. Probably good for that. But the minutes are just so inconsistent on this team. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know who else. I mean, when we talk, we're comparing him to Ulis and Brogdon. Yeah, 19,
yeah, you got to own him over that. Now, I know I've been spewing a lot of anti-Lin stuff.
He's putting up some numbers. Must be healthy.
I didn't mention anything about his armor, though. So at least there's that when I'm talking about Lin. I got the look of over Slim's head on that one. Remember ESPN, they put out a thing saying when he had a couple of bad games, they put up a graphic with his face that said chink in the armor. Do you not remember that? Whoever put it up got fired.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think it might have been complete and
not
utter...
Sure.
You know,
accident, but...
complete and utter, you know, what's the word, ignorance, you know, or not injuries, you know, they didn't know better. Some fresh-faced college kid not thinking it through.
I hope so. I'm just going to, yes, my faith in humanity is yes.
Trying to take a pessimistic view with that, but yep. So I didn't mention anything about his armor, that's all I'm saying. but no, he's been looking good. How about Sean Kilpatrick, 3 straight games? Of 20-plus points. Had that crazy free throw game. 16 for 17 a couple games ago. Said 5-plus threes in 2 of those last 3. That's a field goal. Oh, never mind. 6 threes 3 games ago. Only 1 in that crazy free throw game. Then 3 last time out. Man, 8 for 9 in that other game. 24 for 26 free throws the past 2 games. Wow.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, sure. Only 1 turnover. Per game in those last 2. Yeah, it's a nice little stretch. Do I trust it? As much as I trust the Nets, I guess.
I mean, I'd rather be Thragnov streaming him, even though the threes are not the same as, like, Bobo.
Oh, well, they're at least the same as they were for him last night.
Yeah, Bobo had no threes his last outing. I don't know, you know, what about versus Lou Williams? Lou Williams kind of cooling off a tiny bit. The minutes are going to be a little inconsistent off the bench with Houston.
I mean, how's LeVert doing?
Not as good as Kilpatrick. He's been kind of trending down.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the minutes, because he has the ability to threaten his minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You know I don't really like what Kilpatrick does across the stat line.
I know, but I mean, it's the Lou Williams kind of thing. He could get these big free throw games. I know it hasn't been consistent before that. I'm sure, because they didn't. Oh, yeah, they beat Memphis a couple games ago. I'm sure a lot of that 16 for 17 were fouls in the last minute.
We beat them by 13, so who knows?
So, could have been close. Yeah, I don't really know. But I think he's an interesting streamer. And, like, he's not a must-own or anything, Kilpatrick, but I'd own him.
Yeah, I guess. He's just, before these last couple games, it hasn't been too spectacular.
I know. Well, you stream while hot and then drop him when he's cold, just like you do with Bobo.
Yeah, it's just the Nets. How much do you trust him?
Yeah. So. Jordan Crawford for deeper leagues. How much do you think he's going to go for in the REL?
whoever has the most.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Well, a lot of people still have money. They could drop like 80 on them.
They should.
You think they should?
Yeah. There's nothing else left.
Yeah, there isn't going to be
anything. There's only like two or three waivers left, maybe, something like that.
That's true. First game with the Pelicans, they signed him on a 10-day deal. 19 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 2 steals. And then last game, 10-3-3 against Toronto. We'll hope that their team is going to need some extra playmaking with Brow out. I don't know if we have really a timeline, but Brow's probably going to miss a couple games.
I guess. I haven't heard or seen anything, but I haven't really looked most of the day. Etwan still got his 29. Why is Hollis starting?
I don't know.
Looking through it, I guess there's minutes there. They signed Wayne Selden, so yeah, there's just no depth, I guess.
Wayne Selden, I don't even know who that is.
Kansas?
That guy! That, like, wing kind of looking guy? Oh, no, okay. I forgot about him. It's been a couple years since he's...
And he was undrafted and playing the D-League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a page for him.
Wayne Selden. The Pelicans need a scoring wing. Their wings are Etwan and Solomon Hill. They're not exactly like shoot first playmakers.
Yeah, Solomon is the opposite of scoring.
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of makes sense. He's on the right team to do his game.
Sure, Etwan seem like about the same player to me.
Yeah, he's got Jordan Crawford's better scorer. Etwan is like okay. If you leave him open, he'll hit a shot. He can make a drive and a pass. Jordan Crawford's just pure scoring.
Alright. I guess they could probably play off each other just fine. There's no reason to start either one of them.
No. I mean, because it makes no sense to put a shooter like that starting next to the Twin Towers.
Right. You don't want to take all that usage away from them, though.
Even with Brow out, you know, you're not going to take the usage from Drew and DeMarcus, so.
Yeah, okay. Right. I guess that makes sense for Hollis starting. He's just going to play some defense and take a three when it's open.
Yeah, exactly. poor Andrew Bogut. Not really any fantasy impact there, but just that is unbelievable. Less than a minute into his first game on a championship. He could still get a ring. For less than a minute, he could get a ring. Has that ever happened before? Less than 1 minute of regular season, or of total action.
Yeah, there's probably guys out there that missed the whole year.
Missed the whole year and got their... Yeah, I'm sure like they had like injuries. ACL injuries and like crazy stuff like that. Yeah. Man, that's crazy for him. I mentioned kind of in the open, Dirk Nowitzki got to 30,000 points. We don't really care about that for fantasy, but I did want to bring him up, and I don't want you to say you're not drafting him at all, but where do you think Dirk will go in 12ers next year? Not necessarily for you, but...
I think he'll go to, I don't know, South Florida.
No, he's playing next year. He's still signed.
Okay.
He's been ending this season pretty strong.
It's a player option. And like his team is going absolutely nowhere.
He said he wanted to play. He's been playing decent basketball
lately.
He's
got a player option next year.
He said he wants to play.
Club option. Well, it doesn't matter. Okay. I will see.
Okay.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, he was saying he didn't want to play. Or at least that it was getting to be too hard.
Yeah, well, his Achilles. But then the Achilles thing healed up and he feels better.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's pretty amazing.
He's ready to germinate some more girls, you know?
Okay. At 38, sure. He's probably playing more years than some of them have been alive, but okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I kind of mentioned one of these, but I've got one quick segment here. It's called Big Man Injuries. I got to bring the slow clap out in person. It's kind of loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're expecting it to be that loud.
No, this is much
loud. Yeah, you can't handle the podcast version of me for too long. I'm too loud for Slim's World.
It's different.
All right, so I mentioned Anthony Davis. He sprained a wrist. X-ray's negative. Might miss some time. And it feels like you're playing with house money with Anthony Davis if you've been doing well and going into the playoffs with him, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll look to see if he had career-high games played, but I'm sure he beats it by 20.
Yeah, it's going to be one of his first years, he did all right.
No. He's 64, 67, 68, 61, and 61 so far this year. So if he's going to beat it, then he's got to
put some ice on that wrist.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll see what happens there. Kind of holding your breath, crossing your fingers, that sort of thing. So if he misses a couple games, you know, maybe Jordan Crawford is an even 12-er streamer for points. I don't know.
Oh, he's no Dante Cunningham.
Oh, Dante Cunningham. That's the REL bicycle.
Yeah.
Why do I always say it bicycle when I'm doing a podcast? It's so weird. I never say bicycle.
Bicycle.
Bicycle. He's the village bicycle. Everyone's had a ride. You didn't know where that was going, did you?
Oh, but you got to imagine his minutes will be huge.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything in big minutes.
This is REL only.
Yeah, well, deeper leagues, you can give Dante Cunningham a look. Might get a few more minutes from now. Next one, Ryan Anderson, former Pelican, current Rocket, also current kind of blah. He didn't really do that much this year. But he's got a back injury, causing him to miss last game.
He's had a back injury.
Has
had a back injury.
I know, well. How long has he has had a back injury? Last couple of games, right?
Last couple of years, yeah.
Well, yes. Okay, I see what you're doing there. His back is not very good. That's some good detail. There is some good adjectives right there. He had a spinal fusion at some point. There was that one year he played like 18 games.
22. Close.
Oh. He got to 22 games that year?
Well, that was his best year.
Yeah, that was the year where he hit like 50% of his threes in like limited time. Like three threes a game, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you drop in Ryan Anderson? No,
you have a choice.
Yeah.
They're saying questionable for Friday. Who knows? Hasn't been like most important thing ever. I mean, he's your Thragnoffer.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the rebounds haven't been that good.
No, yeah, you know, the field goal percent isn't going to be a help. The free throws volume isn't good enough to matter. Just, you know, Thragnoffer, keep the turnovers down, and he'll probably be a top 100 player.
All right, well, we'll see what happens with this back there. If that somehow lingers or compounds into something, that could be worse. Last one is Derek Favors. He's got knee soreness. He missed the whole, like, month of the beginning of the season with the IT band stuff. If it's the same knee and that same IT band issue, that could be kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near this next year. Not a chance.
Are you drafting first, Dirk or Derek Favors? I know the answer to that, who's another good, Derek Favors or Gortat first next year?
How old is Gortat?
He's older, but he's having a great year. He's really consistent.
Yeah, isn't Mahinmi or someone finally back?
Not really, though.
Cutting into minutes.
What did Gortat do last game?
11:15, but against Phoenix it was 19 minutes. Orlando 22, Toronto 18, Golden State 23. I think Mahinmi is eating into this.
Playoff rest. Mahinmi did have that one game where he had like 7 steals or something really stupid. And people were asking me about it.
15-9 with 7 steals? Okay, I'll take that.
Was that the Suns game?
Phoenix.
Yeah, I know, but... they're resting Gortat for the playoffs. Come on.
I'm sure, but... I think if Mahimi was playing all year, that Gortat wouldn't be getting...
Maybe. Well, okay.
I mean, this is, like, career-high minutes. This is...
I know. Well, okay, let's... yes, we'll downgrade him a little bit because of that concern next year, but what's the question?
Or, ooh, career-high minutes and, like, career-low blocks per nine? Less than one block per...
Per nine? Wait a minute. Are we looking at bad baseball stats? That's what happens when you go to the spring training game and talk baseball all afternoon.
Yeah, this hasn't been great. And yeah, I mean, he's a rebounder, so 11-11, less than one block. Whoop-dee-doo, I'd probably take favors.
Okay. So there's your big man. Hopefully you get those guys back if you're relying on them. Speaking of relying on stuff, all of us dudes rely on razors, some more than others. So I haven't shaved on my trip, and like, you can't even see the stubble.
I didn't make that
assumption. You didn't even. I haven't shaved in like a week. How how sad is that for my facial hair? But when I get home, I can look forward to a Harry's razor set. They sent me a cool free set for checking out their product, and you can do the same. All you have to do is do a promotional first order. All you got to do is pay for shipping, and you can check out Harry's as well. I'm looking forward to shaving when I get home. Get this nice baby face, nice and smooth. Don't I have a baby face?
Oh, the wife will be happy.
Yeah. She does not like the facial hair.
Okay.
Yeah, she wants it completely smooth every time. So Harry's was started by a couple guys. They're fed up with everyone overcharging for razors, so they want to bring the savings to you. Every set includes 5 German engineered blades, a lubricating strip, flex hinge for a comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard to reach places, and a weighted ergonomic handle. I don't really know what that means, but that just means it's fancy. All this for a $2 blade compared to 4 more that you pay at the drugstore or wherever you get your razors. So they're so confident, they want you to try a trial set for free. It comes with the razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. It's just you pay the small fee for shipping. And to redeem this offer, go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S, harrys.com/RazMBA. Check that out, harrys.com/RazMBA. Get a free set of razors, see if you like their product. All you have to pay is a little bit of shipping, so check that out today. All right, Slim, taking a look at the 30-point challenge board, and, well, first tonight's game. I don't even know if I have, eh. When you're so used to doing all these on a laptop, and then you do it or on a desktop, and now I'm on my travel laptop, I don't even think do you have the 30-point challenge board bookmarked somewhere, or can you find it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to look at your screen for that. But looking at tonight's games, we've got 8 on the slate. Raptors at Hawks. That might be interesting. Got to be sure Dennis Schroeder doesn't get into a shouting match with Dwight Howard.
Yeah, they seem to have dealt with that.
Yeah,
they were pretty good last time out.
They're good with that. What else we got? Houston at the Bulls. Meh. Warriors at the Timberwolves. Meh. Oh, great game with the mess at the Mavericks. Oh, God. What is with this slate? This slate's terrible for tonight.
Yeah.
Raptors-Hawks is the only good game.
I still don't know about Jokic. He'll be playing against Boston.
That's a good one. Jokic has Jock itch, right?
If that makes you sick, yep.
It could. I'm sure some people have had some bad Jock itch there.
Look at that. Tobias back to the starting lineup. There's your change he was promising us.
Ooh, that's interesting. Lure back to the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that. Not that surprised.
Hey, Taj finally starting over Sabonis.
Interesting. So they're doing the Taj Adams starting lineup?
Yeah.
Some changes happening tonight. Another note that Jamal Murray Malone wants Jamal Murray to play, but Jamal Murray looks great. If they get rid of Jameer and Jamal Murray is your projected starter next year, where are we going to take him? I think like 50 range. Is that too high?
Man, I don't...
He's going to be the same mix of where, like, Reggie and Schroeder were. That was, mid-50s.
No, not quite. I don't think he has the assist upside those guys have, because Jokic is a...
I know. So Jokic is going to take a lot of usage.
I think best-case scenario is, like, Brandon Knight in Milwaukee.
Okay. That was, like,
not a steals guy.
60-70 range. I think we had him about that high.
Yeah, probably won't help your field goal percent.
Yeah. But I think he's a really good player. He just looks really smooth and confident out there.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have Gary Harris, he'd be playing a ton of minutes.
I know. Oh, did you see what I wrote about Gary Harris in my Daily Dance? I said he scored a career high, and Slim did Irish jigs all night just because he saw that line.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain. My boy.
You're not going to refute that you did Irish jigs either?
There's no video of that.
No video evidence of that. All right, so that's your slate. Can you pull up the... Here, why don't we switch roles? Can you give me the top 10 scores?
The top 10 scores tonight.
The top 10 scores
tonight. What? My voice isn't that high. Oh, that was so rude. Oh.
Top 10 scores are Westbrook, Thomas, Harden, Davis... Brown, DeRozan, Cousins, Kawhi, LeBron, Lillard, and Durant.
Nice. Who was the last one to get on the board?
I don't think either one of us got it last time.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So,
yeah, I think you my Giannis.
Your Giannis pick way back in the day. Yeah, got to catch up on that. All right, so you're first there.
This seems too easy. I guess...
it's Curry.
Yeah, I guess Minnesota. Yeah, I guess it's got to be.
All right. So you've got Curry. Who's guarding Wiggins? Would Iguodala be guarding a lot of Wiggins?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I don't want to do that.
It's not
then.
Ideal.
No. Can't play Brook Lopez because he's got a clown foot injury.
I forgot about somebody else. There's another one out there that's way too easy.
Buckets against Houston?
No. It's because of an injury.
Who's injured late? Oh, Cousins. Wait, he's in the... Wait, they're not even playing.
No, I'm thinking, why am I going to tell you this?
Tell me! Who's
Lowry down, how many shots does DeRozan take?
DeRozan's not in the top 10?
Oh, he was.
Yeah, DeRozan's top 10.
Phew. I felt bad for a second.
Orlando loves to go really grind and slow, so I kind of want to avoid Kemba. I could see the Raptors-Hawks game getting pretty high scoring, but there's no Hawks... No Hawk that you want to trust for 30 points.
You got George against Giannis. That's probably the game of the night.
Yeah, George has gotten me a couple points this year. But where's
Giannis is coming off a monster game.
I know. Is Giannis isn't top 10, is he?
Nope, it's close. 15.
All right, I'm going Giannis. That'll work. Use the same one that got you your last point.
So okay. What are we at here? I'm a half a point back. Connor's a halfback.
I'm not sure if Connor got the last one. Sorry, the board's not updated. I'm traveling, and it'll be updated by this weekend or next week's show. Yeah, a lot of things to update. I got to update the RCLs. But the RCLs, just for everyone playing, are going to wrap up the regular season at the end of this week. And so I'll update the master standings heading into the playoffs, and those will be your master standings. Whoever's in the top of that, going to win their leagues.
Yeah, it's not me.
That stupid... Glenn Davis Jr. Is that his team name? Big Baby. Big Baby's love child. That's what it is. Killing our league. Yeah, he was in first by a couple of games last time we updated it.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad about that.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, he beat me, I think, 7-1-1 a couple weeks ago. But couple categories were, like, razor close.
I think he got me, like, 6-3.
I think I only lost 4-5 to him earlier in the year. But, yeah, that our team in the... JB versus Slim RCLs. Not had a fortunate season. I used all my fortunate karma into my REL season. That's
yeah, and I see here, there was a couple of guys you tried to add into 12ers because you had them on your REL team. You know, your Colley Stein.
Yeah, I liked Colley Stein so much. Zach Randolph's fine. He's like my last player.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He had a couple good games past a little bit. Yeah.
He's like Dirk without threes.
Can't really refute that too much. I really thought the Colley Stein thing would go so much better. The Kings, oh man, they're starting lineup against the Spurs. So the Spurs are going to bench most of their guys. And then you're the Kings, and you're going to roll out there and be like, screw player development. Let's play the worst lineup possible. We're going to start Collison, which is fine. Then Aflalo. Start Tyreke Evans. Start Anthony Tolliver. And then start Kufis. And then bring Heald and Colley Stein and Scalabrissery, all your future pieces. Bring them all off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, they figured, like, this is a game that could actually, you know, maybe be the older team.
The first time a team has ever played the Spurs and been the older team.
Even Spurs B squad is older than most.
I know, because like Powell still got in the game, and Tony Parker played like 15 minutes, but it was all the Bean Unit Spurs. So that the Kings are just a fucking nightmare. Oh, there's my F bomb for the show. I had to get one in there. Keep a PG-13 rated.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, there's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to make your pick on the site. We've only got a few more weeks of the season, so your last chance to get some picks in there. Thanks, everyone, for playing so far this year. Slim, let's go. Let's go to the movies. You want to go? Let's. There's not time for a movie during this show. We got spring training to watch. I saw Get Out in L.A., though.
Okay. Yeah, I had to look that one up. The main actor guy, he's in a Black Mirror that I really liked.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't the one that was in the bicycle one, right?
I think so.
Oh, I should say bicycle one.
Yeah,
he was
sure
in that one. That
him.
Was the second one, because the first one was the doing the pig thing. Then there was that one, and then there was the like implants in your brain. That was the first season. Interesting. I didn't realize that was him. I didn't realize he was in Sicario either.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which I should have put that together since I just talked Sicario on the podcast. Finally saw it. But yeah, it was, I watched it with Gray, and Gray's a screenwriter, so we obviously picked it apart after seeing the movie. But we said, like, watching it in the movie, it was, like, entertaining, on the edge of your seat thriller with a lot of good comedy, too. Because it's Jordan Peele did the movie.
I imagine, he doesn't go so far as, like, oh, I can't believe the lighting in the corner there. Like, how far does he go?
No. We just talked story elements. Okay. We didn't talk, like, you know.
And the cinematography.
Yeah, none of that stuff. It was a well-made, cheaper movie. You could tell it didn't have, like, a huge budget. But it was, somehow it was a blend of psychological horror and comedy. That's not, like, a blend that works too often. And, I mean, not just comedy, like, funny joke, or, like, legit comedy in it, too.
All right.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting pretty good reviews from what
I heard. Yeah, 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty funny. That means one person was like, screw this. Logan's getting good reviews. I still haven't seen that, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, it'll be interesting as a old man. Yeah, Wolverine. Sure.
Maybe
it's about the 15th Wolverine movie.
I went out in an R-rated movie that
said
it was going to be his last one.
Those
maybe,
are working right now.
I don't know if he dies at the end. I'm guessing he very much might, because a lot of the pictures are him in like a sunset. It's like very, very iconic,
that he's going. It was based off of one of their more popular storylines.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll need to check that out. What have you been watching?
Got some college basketball.
What?
You missed out on it today, though.
I know. What did Chapel Hill do against
That's
Miami?
A good question.
We should probably know that. Yeah, college basketball kind of falls out of the wayside because, of course, it happens right when spring training and NBA's wrapping up. It's right when college happens. Looks like it did pretty good for my Heels, though.
Yeah, 25. It was close.
What's the final score?
78-53.
Yeah, go Heels.
All right.
I should have brought a Chapel Hill shirt to wear to your friend's house. We went to one of Slim's house, and then, like, wearing Miami clothes and stuff like that. I think they might kick me out if I go in a Chapel Hill shirt.
No. Come on, he talked good things about Doug Flutie. Miami
that is true. That is true. He did talk up Doug Flutie, so that's what. Anything else you've been watching or want to mention?
Oh, man. Saturday Night Live's still been pretty good.
They've done great with all this stuff lately. I saw the other day that they had their highest ratings ever during the election peaks.
Yeah. So, Walking Dead I caught up on. That's an okay season. The second half it's gone a little different.
I'm so behind. I think the last one I saw was like the third one of the new season. So it was Negan with the heads. Then the dude with the tiger.
Spoiler.
And then another one with Negan and his compound. That's not how is that a spoiler? That's what everyone knows. Like, I didn't say anything about the specifics.
Yeah, alright. Negan and his red wedding,
yeah, okay. Now you're the spoiler! That gave it away! But yeah, I'm excited for Silicon Valley to come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm
especially
favorites.
After just being in California and that like
it's gonna make
LA
more sense
lifestyle.
Now,
well, I mean, I work for a tech company too. That's technically based out. I mean, I wasn't in Silicon Valley; I was in LA. But
yeah, I keep getting told to watch those old golf movies. That I'll have a new appreciation for them now,
like your Caddyshack and stuff.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little different.
Yeah. On a different note, you wore no sunscreen today, and you can't tell the difference. Look at my arms. Mm. Look at this. Look at this farmer's tan I'm going to get.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm so pale. That's not as bad as my foot from spring training.
No, you're going to feel that tomorrow.
Yeah, I probably will. I'm pasty. I'm used to sunburns. So maybe I put some sunscreen on tomorrow before the baseball game.
Yeah, I just got red going over red now, so...
All right, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sorry we only did one show this week, but Slam, this was fun. In-person podcast.
Yeah,
imagine if we got to do it this way every time.
I don't know.
I think my my loud voice might bludgeon you to death.
Yeah. I could. Man, were you this loud at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Probably. Yeah.
I have my coffee next to me. It's just, yes.
All right. I'm a morning person, despite the fact I was super jet-lagged this morning. I can't help it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Good luck to your teams last week of the regular season. We'll be talking playoff fantasy basketball next week for the head-to-head leagues and rest of the season for your rotor leagues. Looking forward to the stretch run, man. Catch you next week.
Yes, sir.